Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I'm not sure if that was Ukraine incorporated in the speech earlier with Joe Biden. A lot about Ukraine, a lot about Putin, but pretty light, it would seem, on just what America is going to do in order to address the hostage situation. What will this president do in this situation? So, you know, I think everybody was waiting for a really, really great speech. I think people wanted it collectively to be a hitting a home run out of the park because of what's happening and because of the stakes that we're facing. Well, we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome to the show, and welcome to the place for news and politics in the overnights all across America. We're broadcasting live, of course, to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting also to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And we're up on the satellite on the GCN network. And by the way, if you'd like to hear a live stream of the show, if you'd like to hear it on your phone or your device or your computer, simply go to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com for links to their streams right there, and you'll be in business. Now, to everybody working in the overnights all across America, we want to give you a special shout out for everything that you're doing. We're glad that you're spending time with us here this morning. And also, our listener lines are now open, and we've got a brand new number to tell everybody about. We are no longer going to be using the 1-877-969-8600 number, but we have a new number of 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. And again, please don't call 877-969-8600. Please call our new line, 949-822-7959. Also, if you'd like to send me a direct message, head on over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, as I said, and simply use the Send Kyle a Direct Message link to send me a direct message during the broadcast. Hopefully, of course, we'll see it, and hopefully we'll be able to comment on it if you'd like to opine on something or perhaps ask one of our guests a question. But here we are, folks. It is the Friday weekend edition of the show, and as always, we have so much to talk about. We are going to talk about the speech. We are going to talk about the missiles that were shot down coming out of Yemen. And this was an interesting thing, and it's a very serious situation, but evidently we understand that these missiles were launched and they were headed north. They were headed north, and they weren't sure exactly maybe what the target might have been heading north, but I have a feeling that if you head north out of Yemen, you're going to eventually go hit Israel. But, of course, an American warship in the area there was able to shoot down, I believe, three of the missiles. These were land cruise missiles, basically, land target cruise missiles. And they were nullified, basically, so that is good. Neutralized, perhaps I should say, is a better term. But there's so many things happening today. We have the story about Sidney Powell, former lawyer for President Donald Trump. She's pled guilty reacting now to the election fraud there in Georgia. And I know that our listeners on AM 920, The Answer, there in Atlanta, Georgia, will certainly be interested in this story. And by the way, we've got some great messages from AM 920, listeners to AM 920 in Atlanta. Thank you very much. And as I mentioned on the program yesterday morning, I am getting a lot of messages that are coming in, and I'm doing my best to respond to all of them as I can, and so please do be patient. We were able to respond to some of these messages earlier today and this evening. But again, we have so much to tell you about. We do have this speech that President Biden gave, and there was one passage there in the speech where he starts talking about, you know, what's happening for Ukraine and so forth. And again, it was almost as if this was, and by the way, I think Dana Perino actually said this earlier, and I really want to give credit where credit is due. It was almost as if this was speech was like a prefab Ukraine speech that they just didn't have a great venue for. And then comes along, of obviously, the war in Israel, the president's visit there, coming back to the White House, and then they're going to talk to us about Ukraine. Oh, brother, I really wanted to hear more or anything, really, about what are we going to do about the hostages? What is America's position? How are we going to do something? But let's listen in here briefly to what President Biden was saying earlier from the Oval Office.
And has been the cornerstone of American security. And if Putin attacks a NATO ally, we will defend every inch of NATO which the treaty requires and calls for. We'll have something that we do not seek. Make it clear, we do not seek. We do not seek to have American troops fighting in Russia or fighting against Russia. Beyond Europe, we know that our allies and maybe most importantly, adversaries and competitors are watching. They're watching our response in Ukraine as well. And if we walk away and let Putin erase Ukraine's independence, would-be aggressors around the world would be emboldened to try the same.
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there. You know, I think everybody is on the right page in terms of you don't want Putin to be able to be successful with aggression. We don't want Ukraine to fall. There are great questions about all the aid and how much it really is and what is it doing and what's the strategy. All those are great legitimate questions. But the whole issue, obviously, is not just to go out on national television and talk about NATO and talk about if Putin attacks a NATO ally. Well, you know, we're supposed to be talking about Israel as the primary focus of this speech. I think that's really what was missing in this. Now, when we come back, we've got more great audio clips, more great things to talk about, because, you know, this is like, what was this? Why do we even have this speech tonight? I mean, he could have maybe, I don't know, just sent a memo or something. Folks, Kyle Horan with you. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Horan.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the overnights in America. You found the place, folks, for news and politics. And we're glad that you have found us. And we're glad that you're there. And don't forget, we've got a brand new listener line to tell you about this morning. And you want to give us a call if you'd like to call in and opine on the program here. You can give us a call at 949-822-7959. So we think it's a pretty good number. 949-822-7959. Pretty easy to remember. And we're testing out our new system, of course. We have been testing it. But this is the first night we'll be live with it, and we were doing something else before, but it really wasn't working out very well, so we had to put our heads together, and we got something great, we think, going on here. So we definitely want to hear from you. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can leave me a direct message as well. A lot of you have been availing yourselves of that. We thank you for your patience here as we went through the last several days, So these are great ways to get a hold of us here at the program. Now, as we go through this Friday weekend edition, we're going to have, of course, our Truckers and Travelers Report. I've got a great song. Actually, I've got two great songs that are we've got queued up for this evening and for this morning. One's sort of an old, back in the day kind of rocker. I think you'll like it. And then we have another one in hour number two, which I also think you will find pretty interesting. entertaining as well. And so we have a lot of fun. And by the way, if you have requests for the song that we play, and by the way, if you're new to the program, in the third, pardon me, the fourth segment of hour number one and two, we do our truckers and our travelers report, basically. We tell everybody sort of what to expect all across the country in terms of weather and forecasts and what's happening on the interstates, because that's where our trucker friends and our traveling friends are out, even this time of the morning, and we want to let you know what to expect and what to be ready for. So typically, you know, it's our duty, it's our privilege, it's our solemn promise, basically, folks, to help everybody sort of wake up in the middle of the night. Because if you're driving a big rig, or if you're traveling, you're driving somewhere, you're going, or if you're working a shift, or if you're in law enforcement, first responders, and you're listening to the program, we love to bring a great song out that's just going to kind of get you going, maybe get you dancing around a little bit, and basically keep on going through the overnight hours here in America. So we have a lot to talk about and a lot to have some fun with as we do go through the program. Now, Joe Biden again addressed the nation. It did seem to be pretty heavy on on Ukraine. That's why I said at the top of the show today was it's Ukraine Incorporated. Here we go again. And I just don't know where this moves the needle. But it does move the needle, essentially, I think, in terms of what our foes are looking at. You know, I don't know if they were expecting Joe Biden to come out and be fiery and say, you know, what he was going to do about the hostages, not operationally, but there seemed to have been the need there for a little bit more outrage about what's happening, what's happened to Americans that were killed in Israel, for anybody of any nationality that was killed in Israel, in addition to the Israelis. Because, I this is so horrible to talk about. It's so terrible to even mention. But this has been brought to us. When you have people that simply want to kill the Jews, this is untenable. This is something that so many of the people in the world, and certainly when we, those of us who grew up after World War II, were taught and we fully understood and hoped for and realized that the Nazis and what happened in the Holocaust, that this was in history now, that this would never happen again. This is one of the cries about the Holocaust, never again. And yet you have people of Hamas and other terror organizations that are just so anti-Jewish that it's mind-boggling. And then you have these protests, not only through this country, but in other parts of the world, where you wonder, how is this even possible? In this day and age, race hatred and these kinds of things that are just so unfathomable, and we're witnessing it. Here's Joe Biden when he was in Israel just recently, and he was talking about don't be consumed by rage. I want to play this for you because then we have a clip of Ari Fleischer responding basically directly to that. Let's listen to the president.
He described as Israel's 9/11. So for a nation the size of Israel, it was like 15 9/11s. The scale may be different, but I'm sure those horrors have tapped into some kind of primal feeling in Israel, just like it did and felt in the United States. Shock, pain, rage, an all-consuming rage. I understand, and many Americans understand. You can't look at what has happened here to your mothers, your fathers, your grandparents, sons, daughters, children, even babies, and not scream out for justice. Justice must be done. But I caution this, while you feel that rage, don't be consumed by it.
So there you have President Joe Biden, you know, talking about, well, after 9/11, you know, we were obviously very enraged. We went to go get justice. But he said the America made mistakes. and so on. So hold that in your mind there. He just said, well, just don't be consumed by the rage. Here's Ari Fleischer speaking on Fox News and giving a rebuttal to this notion of don't be consumed by the rage.
I want to make some points about Biden's trip over there, because he committed three blunders that have to be brought out to people's attention. You know, when he said that Israelis should not be consumed by rage, who the hell does he think he is? I sat in on every single summit meeting with foreign leaders when they came to the United States after September 11th and met with President Bush. Not a one of them. Not one said to President Bush, the Americans shouldn't be consumed with rage. Instead, they just came to support us. So President Biden, who said some good things, never should admonish or lecture Israel about how to react like that. The second thing he did...
So there was Ari Fleischer. I wanted to get his reaction to that. And I think it was a pretty good reaction, by the way. And sometimes there is rage. There obviously is rage. But it is a righteous rage, a righteous anger. And the anger that the United States and Americans felt after 9/11 was just that, a righteous anger. I think the Israeli people have the same exact reason to have righteous anger. But what Ari Fleischer brings up too, and I, you know, this idea of why, you know, going over there, and why would you tell your friend, your ally that? The administration seems to be preoccupied with the notion of making sure that, well, you know, it's don't go too far. This is a big deal now. So, you know, don't do this. And then you have people calling for the ceasefire. And I think it's important to note that we don't believe at all that war is supposed to be, never ending and just, yeah, rah, rah, let's all just go to war. But what's happened in Israel absolutely shows that we should have, that they should have a response, and we need to support them. We need to support them. All right, I think we do have a caller on the line. Let's bring in the first caller of the evening. Good morning, caller, and what's your name and where are you calling from? If we can hear you, I think we can. All right, caller, are you there? Perhaps not. We're going to ask you to call back, of course, if need be. And we're going to get ready to come up on a break at any rate. So when we come back, of course, hopefully we'll be able to bring that caller on board, and we will go from there. But think about this as we get ready to head out to break, and that is, you know, why did Joe Biden take the time to do an Oval Office address about all these different things when it could have been very, very focused and not simply all about Putin and Ukraine and so forth? Does he think that we're just looking to just sort of sit at his feet and hear about his views on these things when he wasn't really talking about the things that we wanted to hear the views about? All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because there is so much more coming up after this short interview.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has claimed more American lives. The State Department said 32 Americans have been confirmed dead and another 11 are unaccounted for. It said U.S. officials are working to try and secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. A warning to Americans overseas from the State Department.
State Department spokesman Matt Miller says
the Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution.
According to Miller, the advisory, issued Thursday, points to
the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
I'm John Schaefer.
Several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. At least four were targeted. This follows Jordan's second unsuccessful bid for the Speaker's gavel in as many days. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Joe Biden could have just, you know, sort of left it at Israel. You know, this Oval Office speech didn't really seem to hit the mark. It didn't really seem to do much other than, I think, to just cause more confusion. You know, it's really important, folks, that when you see the President of the United States from outside of the country, that is to say, those who have bad designs, you know, countries like governments like Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, other sympathizers of people who believe that they're, you know, they're definitely, you know, want to take down the United States for some reason. Or at least see it be so discombobulated and so messed up that it's ineffective. So that's one of the things you have to be careful with, especially with a speech like this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number. And I do believe we have a caller holding on the line. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Good, sir.
All right. What's your name and where are you calling from this morning?
Yeah, this is John from Sarasota.
Hey, John from Sarasota. Glad to talk with you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, don't be consumed by rage. What's on my mind? You have a Bermuda Triangle here of three different countries that want to commit genocide, and we shouldn't be consumed by rage. It's a delusional situation. I don't understand how anybody can make a comment like that. And with that being said, that's really what's on my mind. When should we be consumed with rage? When? And not only that, we have people in the United States here that are engaged in protests in our country because we allow freedom of speech, but yet hatred speech is being accepted. And I just can't fathom it. It makes no, don't be consumed by rage, but the people that want to commit genocide, it's okay for them to be consumed by rage. And you know what I think, Kyle? The problem is when somebody wants you dead more than you want to be alive, we got real problems. So
agreed.
That's what I wanted to add.
Agreed. Well, you're right. I think you've got these groups that have the do the protest or call for the destruction of Israel. But yes, you're exactly right. Somehow they're justified in being consumed by rage.
Yes, they are always justified in being consumed by whatever it is that violates most God-given rights as human beings. So, and the other thing that kind of nobody has mentioned, with the borders being open and the people that are coming in here, I would hate to say this, I'm not a pessimist, but I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing these suicide bombings taking place in the United States by these groups. So
that's a very, I hate to say, it's a distinct possibility of terror attacks by cells that see targets of opportunity and realize that they might be able to weaken the United States or, you know, try to break our resolve by doing these kinds of things, because it just could be open season, and that's a very scary thing.
Yes, sir. Human life has no worth to these individuals. And again, when people want you dead more than you want to stay alive, you've really got a situation here. And it's a Bermuda Triangle. We are being stretched on three fronts, Europe, Israel, and around the world. And these people are being supplied by probably North Korea, Russia. Turkey's now in this. We've got some situations, and we have a man that's in charge telling us we shouldn't be enraged. I beyond human comprehension, my friend. So God save us all.
Indeed.
I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. We need divine intervention, and wow. But I always enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. And I
tried calling a few nights, but you were pre-recorded.
So that's right. Yeah, we had a few things as we were moving some things around behind the scenes, and it couldn't be helped. But we're glad to be back live and moving forward. That's the plan. So, but
yes,
I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in. And you're the first caller in our brand new line system here, so we're very excited about that.
Thank you. I hope to hear from a few other people, and I always state that I don't think it's like-minded people like us that we need to reach. It's people that are not like-minded that we need to persuade and reach them more so, because we can all agree, but we have to get to the people to agree to disagree and persuade them to see a different side, and that's the hard part, you know? That's the tough part.
It is. And it takes time, and it takes patience, and it does take resolve. It's so hard to think, John, that there's these people out there protesting basically on the side of Hamas. I mean, this is out of the ordinary in the extreme.
And what other country, you tell me that you would be allowed to do that and not pay a penalty? North Korea, if you get any caught in North Korea watching an American CD on a DVD player, they execute you. So where did these people stand in Times Square burning Israeli flags, chanting that, you know, I don't understand. I just don't understand. God help us all. He put us here. God help us all, my friend. But I'm going to let you go. I appreciate always talking with you. And, yeah, I want to hear some other people and what they need to say. But you're providing us with a way for the people to come out and you know, really voice their opinions. And, you know, I think this one last thing. I think that if Israel, this is very important, if Israel does not take out at this particular point the Iranians' ability to make nuclear weapons, there will never be another chance. There is no turning back. You don't get a second chance at this. So I think that they better get in there and take out their capability of being able to go nuclear, because we and they will never have this opportunity again, I don't think. So
it does seem we're hitting a crossroads here. I agree with you completely. And I sure appreciate the call, John, very, very much.
Thanks, Sal. I mean, what could escalate again after this situation that it would be able to get in there and, you know, stop them from creating a nuclear or finish their nuclear threat, you know?
Exactly right. Yeah, this is all very serious stuff, and this is one of the reasons we're so focused on it these days. And, you know, and because obviously the world could erupt in a massive conflict based on this. You have, you know, Russia saying, hey, we're going to support Hamas, basically, you know, the representatives there. And it just is mind-boggling. How is this all happening?
Well, you know, again, you can't count North Korea out. You have Turkey now. You have Russia. You can't count out China. Yeah, it's a Bermuda Triangle. It's beyond the triangle. I'm not sure what the word would be for the fourth part of the equation in the triangle.
I just call it an unholy alliance, basically, of these leaders and countries. But once again, that's John, thanks so much for the call. We're going to head out to a break here in just a little bit. But thank you for calling, and call back anytime. We'll look forward to talking to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody, and great to hear from him this morning. And he sort of put out the call to find out what other people are thinking this morning, and that's what we'd love to know. We'd love to know what you think about what's happening here. And the world catching on fire, my friends, this is a major, major, major issue, because it's almost as if, you know, there's a confluence happening, and I'm hoping I'm wrong. Obviously, I hope that I'm wrong, but these countries that have been emboldened, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran in particular, to give the okay for this massacre to occur is just beyond the pale. We don't know what could happen next. But, you know, this is one of the things. America always rises up to the challenge, but we really need to be rising up and protecting our friend and standing with our friend Israel and standing against the evil that is Hamas. Folks, stay right there, because we have much more to talk about. Back right after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warner.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I've got it right here in front of me in red. I actually have it printed in red. 949-822-7959. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? 949-822-7959. Haven't decided yet if I want to say 822-7959. I think it might be a little more fancy, a little more flary. But we'll see. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, we have so much to tell you about as we continue through the program this morning. And we reach to hear the part of the program where we like to do our truckers and travelers report. And we're going to take a look at the weather across the nation, especially for our truck driving friends out there. If you're out there making deliveries, if you're traveling across the country, if you're working overnight, we're going to let you know sort of, you know, what to expect wherever you're going. And again, it's our very solemn duty, our privilege, and our promise to help you stay awake. And so this is to wake up, especially because guess what, folks? It's Friday. That means the weekend is here. So I don't know. I think it's kind of time to hit the cowbell, maybe. Yeah, there we go. Everybody's working for the weekend. Loverboy, of course, working for the weekend, and if that doesn't get you excited for the weekend, I don't know what might, but this is part of the fun here on the program, folks, so we love the Truckers and Travelers Report that we're able to bring to you, because, and again, especially if you're heading into the weekend, you know, you want to know what weather you're going to run into. Let's start this morning, because we do have a lot of rain to tell you about over in the east here in the United States. But let's start with a couple of other things first. Number one, in the Southern California area, that's my neck of the woods, of course, we do have looks like a dense fog will affect much of the coastal waters through noon on Friday. So we're going to get, and I just love it, especially our local news here with the local weather reports. We have what we call the marine layer, right? We have the marine layer. So this sounds like that's what that might be. We could have certainly dense fog up and down the coast, San Diego up through Santa Barbara, and then, of course, up in Lompoc, Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, up through Cambria. It looks like some of this fog is going to go up even just a little north of there until the warning runs out. But certainly anywhere along the coast there in California, you want to be careful there, obviously. Then we've got a lake wind advisory. This is happening up in northeastern Montana, up near Glasgow. That's U.S. Highway 2. So you want to be aware of that. Then we also have some more fog to tell you about. This for our friends in North Carolina. If you're in the Williamton area, Jacksonville, up through Swan Quarter, you definitely want to be aware of that. That's where they've got a small craft advisory just offshore there. So be aware of that. But where the rain is concerned, this is where obviously it's going to really start to hit home here. So we're looking at a lot of rain through West Virginia, Athens down through, let's see here, then into, pardon me, Cincinnati, just east of Cincinnati, Ohio, right now, over towards Portsmouth, and this is going to head on down through Kentucky. It's going to head on down through Knoxville, Tennessee, and then south of there, sticking just east of Chattanooga right now. But we do have indications of a lot of lightning strikes on the map. That's actually kind of a new thing that we're getting access to now these days, is where the lightning strikes are concerned. So again, moving up north of Knoxville through Huntington, Athens, Wheeling, through parts of western Pennsylvania, up through Erie, and up towards Buffalo as well. So you definitely got some rain. We got a lot of rain off the east coast, by the way, that is off the coast of North Carolina, but heads on up towards Delaware as well. So all that's hanging out in the Atlantic Ocean right now, but be aware of that. Then in, just off the coast of the northern part of Michigan, not the UP, you've got rain cover in the lake all the way up into Canada. And then in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, as it's called, from Michigan. If you're in Marquette, Michigan right now, and you know who you are, believe me, they know who they are if I'm saying Marquette, Michigan. You've got a lot of rain. You've got a lot of rain, and it's going to head on over towards Munsing right now. So do be careful. Do be careful there. We are seeing some rain and snow on the radar map right now. This is going to be up in Minnesota. This is going to be north of Grand Rapids, a little bit northeast of Grand Rapids right now, and we're reading snow. Now, as we get into this part of the year now, we're going to see a lot more of that. Obviously, especially the Pacific Northwest, and then maybe next week we should see a pretty big snowstorm in the area, or at least a weather that's going to generate a lot of snow, according to the latest forecast, we understand. But then we'll start concentrating on a lot of these different mountain passes, the key passes, Donner Pass, 4th of July, and so forth. And we'll try to keep you apprised of that and what the weather is going to be like and if they're getting snow in those areas. Because pretty soon, it's going to be where we're going to have a real hard time just getting it all in, probably. But right now, we're letting you know where the precipitation is, the rain, and so forth. So just be careful out there, as always. And again, it's our great pleasure to bring you the Truckers and Travelers Report, basically, here on the program. And we hope that you have safe travels out there. All right. Well, you know, when we come back from the top of the hour news, and basically you'll hear obviously your top of the hour news, and we'll pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we'll start talking more about what's happening even here on stateside, not just in Israel, but stateside, what's happening with Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, last I understood, he was not going to press for another vote yet, but maybe is going to be taking his case to the floor, he said, that he's going to go out and make his case, because the wrangling, evidently, behind closed doors is just not working at this point. It's not happening, and Jim Jordan, obviously, is going to have to make some decisions here. So let me ask you this question. Should they simply try to expand the powers of the Speaker Pro Tem, Patrick McHenry, or should they just bear down and elect a speaker, for goodness sakes? That is their duty. They're supposed to do that. It seems to me that trying to sort of jerry-rig the whole thing is probably not the best thing right now. We don't know what tomorrow holds, especially when it comes to the fight in Israel, the fight in Ukraine, Iran doing what it's doing, and we just don't know. Lord only knows. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we are going to be back right after your top of the hour news. So please, do stay right there.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.